The Senate Tuesday night passed the PACT Act, aiming at helping veterans who have been exposed to toxic burn pits. The bill passed in an 86-11 vote, overcoming Republican claims it contains loopholes that would allow indiscriminate spending. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer spoke to reporters after the bill passed.
Finally, at long last, America lived up to its ideals by saying to our veterans who have been exposed to toxic chemicals from burn pits, we have your back.
InfoWars founder and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is testifying to defend himself against claims that he must pay the parents of elementary school children killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. Jones spoke out on the shooting, claiming that the massacre was a hoax. During his testimony, he allegedly lied under oath regarding his finances. Judge Maya Guerra-Gamble, who's presiding over this case, said this isn't his show and that he needs to tell the truth while he testifies. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Republican Indiana Representative Jackie Walorski died Wednesday at the age of 58. Walorski, who represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, was killed in a car crash Wednesday afternoon in Elkhart County, Indiana. According to officials, all three occupants in the southbound vehicle died as a result of their injuries. Indiana Senator Todd Young was shaken by the sudden death of the 58-year-old member of Congress.
We're so saddened by her loss that I'm trying to process this right now. Just talked to her a couple of days ago on the phone. It's hard to believe she's no longer with us.
Equifax provided inaccurate credit scores on millions of U.S. consumers seeking loans during a three-week period earlier this year, according to bank executives and others familiar with the errors. They sent the erroneous scores on people who applied for auto loans, mortgages, and credit cards to banks and non-bank lenders, both big and small. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Another emotional day in court for the families of those killed in the 2018 mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Jurors are considering whether Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz should be put to death for killing 17 people and wounding 17 others. Jurors heard from family members and loved ones in another round of victim impact statements on Wednesday. Tony Montalto is one of the parents who lost a child that day.
The unquenchable yearning to hug my daughter, to speak about her experiences, to feel the love and see her radiant smile never goes away.
Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump Jr. sat for depositions as part of the New York Attorney General's civil investigation into the Trump Organization's finances after months of fighting in court. Ivanka Trump's behind-closed-doors deposition took place Wednesday, and Trump Jr. had his deposition last Thursday. The Trumps were originally supposed to sit for questioning last month, but the death of their mother, Ivana, postponed that testimony. Trump Jr., who runs the Trump Organization with his brother Eric, did not assert the Fifth Amendment and answered the state's questions. Former President Donald Trump is expected to testify later this month. And depending on where they live, some Americans have better health care options than others. That's according to a new report from WalletHub, which found the best and worst states for health care in 2022. The state for the best overall health care was Rhode Island, and the worst, Mississippi. I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.